Radio.
Blog
this is your
Talk
host,
Radio.
One of your hosts, Talia, or the co-author of Mind Your Manna, which is what we're going to talk about today. Yet also, I'm the co-founder of Hip Hop Grows Up, and iPositive Talk Radio is a subsidiary of Hip Hop Grows Up, Global Change Experiences. My mom and I, we do a lot. So, yes, my mom is my co-host, and we're excited to be back. She should be calling in very shortly. Her name is Cece, by the way. And today we're going to have a discussion on a recent venture that we're super excited about, our first book together called Mind Your Manna, Mind Your Manna, M-A-N-N-A, 12 Steps to Receive Your Blessing. Yes, and it is a blessing to us and to all of the readers who purchased it so far. So we're excited to be here. Excited to talk about the book. There's some true jewels in the book, which may come across as controversial. Just have to put that out there. Yes, it is a faith-based book. It's a spiritual book. It is a Christian book. And some of the items we talk about or we address, you know, in truth came about because we don't often hear our pastors or parishioners who we've been around thus far actually explain them and talk about them in this way. One of the items, for example, is the prayer and meditation chapter. We don't hear how our pastors in the Western world, in America that is, talk about how important meditation truly is. It's actually more important than prayer. And so we explain that in the book, and it's actually been such a huge enlightening experience for several of our readers at the very least, who've actually come and told us about it through their review. So we're excited to talk about Mind Your Manna and explain exactly what it is and what it means. So just waiting just a moment for the co-host to call in, and then we can actually get started. So hoping that you're going to enjoy the show today. You'll get some real jewels, some experience, you know, from what we're talking about, things that will actually touch your life to enhance your experiences. And we hope that you purchase the book, of course. You know, it's easy to get. It's on Amazon.com. So all you have to do is just type in Mind Your Manna, that's M-A-N-N-A, the book, and you will see it on Amazon.com. So we're very excited about it. But to give you some more insight, manna, and again, you're listening to Talia from iPositive Talk Radio. To give you more insight into what manna actually is, for those who do not know, manna, as described in Scripture, is the food, the bread, which people like to liken it to today, that God rained down on the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. And you can find this actually in Exodus. And so they were walking through, they just, you know, left Pharaoh and so forth, and they're walking in the wilderness with Moses. And you know, it's a famine. They're starving. They're hungry. God realizes this, of course, and rains down manna on the Israelites. And when he does so, he rains down plenty. Many of the Israelites, you know, instead, when they received the manna, when they received the blessing or the food from God, they didn't use it wisely. And so God decided, you know what, I'm going to just rain down, you know, enough for a day, you know. And so that's where the idea of our daily bread actually comes from. And so we titled the book as Mind Your Manna. It was chosen because manna is actually, as we know, God's sustenance for a day, God's food for a day. That's the analogy. And when we say sustenance of food or nutrition even, we're really talking about blessing. So it's enough, it's a blessing for a day. And so as you read the book, Mind Your Manna, it's the hope that you mind your blessing for that day. Because, you know, we need to take it one day at a time, you know. That's the idea in terms of this life. So that's where it comes from, and it's more and more about the explanation is actually found in the book, but that is the essence of it, and I can talk more about it. But we really want to get into the meat of what Mind Your Manna is today. So, again, there are 12 chapters, and we are super excited about them, and they really touch your life to enhance your life. You know, we go into priorities and what they actually are. As far as for each person, there are six priorities that, or life priorities, as we like to call it, that people need to pay attention to throughout their entire life. You know, so we talk about how those can be ordered depending on what station in life you're in. We talk about the PPJ chapter, which means the chapter that explains that everything you create, everything you embark upon, has a three-step process, and we have to understand how that process works so we don't get frustrated. And so the first step, first letter P, is the preparation. How you prepare for something in your life determines exactly what happens in your life, or if you don't prepare. Second part of that is the pain. After you prepare, you go through a pain process. And then finally, the J is the joy. And the reason why we likened it to that, to explain so you really get something out of it, is because whatever your project is, for example, or even when it, I liken it actually to birth. That's where it came from when I was pregnant with my baby, Zuri. There's a preparation before she arrives. So that preparation is those 9 or 10 months when I'm, or a woman is expecting. In those 9 or 10 months, what you do in your preparation determines your labor or your pain, right? And the good news about it is the preparation period, there's a time limit on it. So, for example, if a woman is constantly smoking, drinking, as we know, is all bad, you know, for the child and for the mother as well, or even if the woman is a vegan, yet she's constantly around negativity, you know, maybe the people in her circle aren't as supportive of her labor or pregnancy or what have you, or her life. Those negative things impact the mother, impact the child. And when I say impact the mother, believe it or not, that negative energy determines what your pain process will be like, what your labor will be like. Or let's take it on the positive end. Mother is eating well, you know, she's exercising, people around her are supportive and loving, she's making sure that her cipher, her mind, her entire experience is filled with positivity. Even if there are negative people around her, she's making sure it doesn't impact her and the baby. Believe it or not, that determines what kind of labor or pain she goes through in having that child. And so if she does all of those things great, chances are her labor is actually going to be a great one. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but believe it or not, that energy that we take on during preparation determines your pain process. So that's what we talk about in the book. So preparation, I mean, I know I'm kind of going fast, but preparation, how you prepare is important in those 10 months or 9 months. And the good news is, you know, it's 9, 10 months. The time is going to end. So you're not preparing for your project, for your labor, for your baby, for whatever you're doing, whether it's a book or a television series, whether it's a job, what have you. You're not preparing the whole time, but you have to make sure in that preparation it's good quality stuff you're putting into that. It's a good quality experience because you know that preparation is going to end. And that leads to what your pain experience is going to be like. The best news about this PPJ is the pain is the shortest amount of, it's the shortest period. It's the shortest time. So that pain, when you actually go through it, you know that's even shorter than a preparation because labor lasts for at most, what, hours, right? There have been experiences of days, but for the most part, when a woman is delivering, it's hours. It's a much shorter time than a preparation. So you know that pain is not going to last long. So you, depending on how you prepare, determines how your pain experience is going to be or your labor experience is going to be. And regardless, you know that it's a short time, so just hold on. When you're creating that project, just hold on because you know that pain experience is not going to last too long. And then from there, we get into the birth, the joy. PPJ, preparation, pain, now we're at the joy. And however you prepared, you endured the pain, regardless, you know that it's going to lead to joy. The joy of that child, that project having been born. You're excited. You've been preparing for this. You've been waiting for this. And that joy process, that joy period, is limitless. My child is here. She'll be 5 within the next week and a half. That is ultimate joy for me. That is ultimate joy. Ultimate joy. And it's limitless. That's the legacy. So that PPJ chapter, it's amazing unto itself. You know, so priorities. We talk about PPJ. We talk about, like I said, prayer and meditation. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited. I love this chapter. It's one of, well, they're all my favorite. But it is truly a highlight in my life and is the process I actually practice on a daily basis. And from there, we talk about, you know, making sure that we understand the importance of names and the importance of words, which follows, and just how strong of the faith that you have and belief and what that really means. And I mean, we talk about quite a bit, and the truth is, you know, there are 12 chapters, but everyone's favorite chapter seems to be the water chapter. So mind your manner. I can talk about it, as you see, for days, for hours, for a lifetime. It's a shelf book, and it prepares you for life. It helps to empower your spiritual strength. It helps to develop your character as a human, as a child of God. And it also prepares you so that you have an amazing quality of life and how you approach people, how you approach life yourself. You know, it's titled Mind Your Manner. We like to say it's a very nice way to say mind your business, you know. And we don't mean that in a negative way, you know, based upon how the cliche is actually stated. What we're actually saying is, mind your business to receive your blessing. Focus on you. When more of us do that and stay out of other people's business, yeah, there's a better quality of life anyway. There's more accomplishment. There's more examples of how to live a wholesome, righteous life in the most humble way possible, to the point that people simply admire who you are. So mind your manner. It's that book that you just want to keep on your shelf for life, next to scripture. And everything in the book, I know I've talked about some of the things so far that we discussed, but everything is confirmed or researched through scripture. You know, nothing is stated, you know, just because I experienced something or because my co-author, my mom, Cece Morris, experienced it. True, we experienced it, but again, it all comes out of the good news. It comes out of the Bible. It comes out of the Word. So it's a unique book in that way, outside of the fact that, of course, it is written by a mother and daughter. So it's a book you just want to have. I mean, again, I can talk about it for days. And there's any other part that you need to know, it's not the type of book that you simply read. It's a textbook because I am an educator. My mom is an educator as well. She's a health educator, and I'm an educator from the college or university perspective. So the point is, it's a textbook. It's a workbook. So once you are reading, you can actually complete some assessments for yourself. And I say assessments, but it's really self-assessments. It's not like you're going to be graded, but you're just going to look at it for yourself and write in it. And it's your personal journal/workbook to help you navigate through this life. So I hope you enjoy it. Again, you can get it at Amazon.com. Amazon is available as an ebook as well as a paperback ebook. It's $9.99. Actual paperback, it's $14.99. And ultimately, it's priceless for you to have. So again, Mind Your Manner, 12 Steps to Receive Your Blessing. I'm Talia Ashley, co-author. My mother is my co-author. Well, we're each other's co-authors, Cecilia Morris, L. Cecilia Morris, and you can get it again, Amazon.com. You will not be disappointed. We've had some rave reviews. Superintendent, two chiefs of police, a health educator and a breast cancer survivor, mother of Tony and Tamar Braxton, Ms. Evelyn Braxton, and a host of other reviews from many, many readers, from book club, you know, just a lot of people. We've been really blessed just to be able to put this out. You know, it was a labor of love because we didn't write it for ourselves, although in the way we did, we wrote it for ourselves in the sense that this good stuff we know we need to write down so that we can continue practicing ourselves and to have a better life. So mainly, we really wrote it for the people, for everyone, because God said, you know, you must do this, and we have to be obedient to God. So it's written out of obedience, and so that's why we know it's a classic book. It's here for a lifetime of host of lifetimes forever, and we're just really proud that we were able to be the vessel to write this good wisdom down. So again, Mind Your Manner, the book, 12 Steps to Receive Your Blessing. Enjoy it. Get it. Feel free to email us your reviews at mindyourmanna@gmail.com. mindyourmanna@gmail.com. Contact us, or simply just enjoy it for yourself. You know, it's really for you and God. And if we can be a part of that blessing, then we are. We're available. Thank you so much. Hope that you enjoy this show. Hope you enjoyed what I said. And enjoy your day, your year. Be blessed.